All right, so we're diving deep today into something I think a lot of us are interested in, at least I know I am.
Oh yeah, what's that? Sleep.
Yeah. Always a popular topic, especially these days.
Really is. And specifically, we're looking at how music can play a role.
Yeah.
Can it actually help us sleep better, relax more, all that good stuff.
Definitely a good area to explore. Lots of people swear by it.
We're going to be digging into some excerpts from tips for using music to help us sleep and relaxation. So, a lot to unpack there.
Sounds intriguing. Let's get into it.
Now, I think most of us would agree music is powerful stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, it goes way beyond just, entertainment.
Right.
Music actually has this incredible power to directly affect our nervous system.
Whoa, really?
Oh yeah. It can influence our heart rate, breathing, even our brainwave activity. It's wild.
So it's not just like in our heads how music makes us feel. It's a real physical thing.
Oh, it's very real. You know how certain songs can just instantly change your mood?
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's your nervous system responding to the music, like literally shifting gears based on the tempo, the melody, all of that.
So there's actually science behind this.
Tons of it. Think about brain waves for a second. You've got alpha waves, those are linked to relaxation, then delta waves, those come into play during deep sleep.
Okay, I'm following.
Well, studies have shown that certain types of music can actually encourage the brain to produce specific brainwave patterns.
So you're telling me I could potentially like hack my brain into relaxing or even falling asleep just by listening to the right music?
You got it. That's exactly what people are doing. And it's not just some new age fad. There's actual research backing it up.
I'm definitely intrigued. Now, speaking of sleep, I'm curious if you've ever tried using music to help you sleep.
All the time. And honestly, there are nights when I swear I wouldn't be able to fall asleep without it.
No kidding.
And there's research to back up my personal experience too. Studies have found that listening to music before bed can help people fall asleep faster, sleep more soundly, and even wake up feeling more rested.
That's pretty amazing. But wouldn't it be tough to find the right kind of music for sleep? I mean, what exactly are we looking for here?
That's a great question. And a lot of it comes down to tempo. The beat, essentially. Slower tempos, like in the range of 60 to 80 beats per minute, those are ideal.
Okay. And why is that?
Well, slower music can actually help slow down your heart rate.
Oh, interesting.
It's like your body starts to sync up with the rhythm, easing you into a more relaxed state, perfect for drifting off.
Makes sense. So, are we talking specific genres here? Like, would blasting heavy metal before bed be a good idea?
Probably not the best choice.
Figured as much.
You want something calming without jarring rhythms or lyrics that could keep your mind too active. So think classical music, ambient soundscapes, nature sounds. Those are all great options.
I can see how those would be relaxing. But what about classical music specifically? Doesn't that sometimes, like, require a bit more focus to appreciate? Could that be distracting when you're trying to fall asleep?
I see what you mean. But one of the reasons classical music is so often recommended is because of its predictable patterns and harmonies.
Okay, so it's familiar in a way.
Exactly. Think of it this way. A classical piece often builds and releases tension in a way that feels really natural and soothing. It's not jarring or unexpected, so your brain can relax and let go.
And I guess there's like a historical element to it too, right?
Definitely. For centuries, people have used classical music to evoke a sense of peace and contemplation. So there's this ingrained cultural association with calmness that we kind of tap into.
That makes a lot of sense. So we've got slower tempos, calming genres. Anything else we should keep in mind when choosing music for sleep?
It's funny. Despite all this research and all these suggestions, ultimately the most important factor is personal preference.
Ah, so what works for one person might not work for another.
Precisely. It's like finding the right temperature for your room. What feels cozy to you might be too hot or too cold for someone else.
Yeah, that's true for so many things in life. You got to find what works for you.
Yeah.
But you mentioned earlier that music can be helpful for relaxation throughout the day, not just for bedtime.
Absolutely. I mean, think about how a song can instantly change your mood, right?
Oh, for sure.
Like, if you're feeling stressed, putting on some upbeat music can totally lift your spirits and give you an energy
I
boost.
totally have those go-to playlists for when I need to pick me up.
We all do.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, after a long day, when you just need to unwind, nature sounds can be
I
amazing.
love putting those
The
on.
sound of ocean waves crashing, rain falling, birds singing. It's like an instant dose of tranquility.
Seriously. But are there other ways to use music for relaxation? besides just listening to calming sounds.
Oh, definitely. One thing that can be really powerful is combining music with mindfulness practices like meditation.
Oh.
Music can help you create a more immersive experience during meditation. It can deepen your focus and enhance those feelings of relaxation.
So it's almost like music becomes a tool to strengthen those practices.
Exactly. And, you know, there's this really cool technique called binaural beats.
Binaural beats?
Yeah. These are special audio tracks that use slightly different frequencies in each ear, which creates this 3D sound effect in your brain. It can be super effective in inducing deep relaxation and even promote those delta brain waves that are associated with deep sleep.
Wow. I've never even heard of that. It sounds like there's a whole world of music out there designed specifically for relaxation and sleep that I need to explore.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much out there, from curated playlists to those binaural beats we just talked about to all sorts of nature sound recordings. It's really incredible.
So basically what we've learned today is that music can be this incredibly powerful tool for helping us sleep better and relax more.
Exactly. And the more we understand how music affects our brains and our bodies, the better equipped we are to actually use it to our advantage.
I love that. It's like we're unlocking these hidden superpowers within ourselves.
Absolutely. And the key takeaway here, I think, is to be intentional about the music you choose and really pay attention to how it makes you feel. Don't be afraid to experiment, try new things, and find what works best for you.
Great advice. You never know. You might just discover your own personal soundtrack to a better night's sleep and a more relaxed, happier you.
Exactly.